Good morning and praise the Lord.
Good
Kindly
morning.
open our Bible and read Psalm chapter 63, verses 1 to 11. Psalm chapter 63, verses 1 to 11. O God, thou art my God. Early will I seek thee. My soul thirsteth for thee. My flesh longeth for thee. In a dry and thirsty land, where there's water as, to see thy power and thy glory, so as I have seen thee in the sanctuary, because thy loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise thee. Thus will I bless thee while I live. I will lift up my hands in thy name. My soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness, and my mouth shall praise thee with joyful lips. When I remember thee upon my bed and meditate on thee in the night watches, because thou hast been my help, therefore in the shadow of thy wings will I rejoice. My soul followeth hard after thee, thy right hand upholds me. But those that seek my soul to destroy it shall go into the lower parts of the earth. They shall fall by the sword. They shall be a portion for foxes. But the king shall rejoice in God, even one that showereth by him shall glory. But the mouth of them that speak lies shall be stopped.
Amen.
Let us pray. Let us now give thanks to God for all the blessings we receive from Him. Thank you, Lord, for all your goodness, your faithfulness, your loving kindness to us that give us faith on you, to trust you, to rely on you, and to see your power in our lives. Lord, we thank you for opening our eyes to see the beauty of your holiness, for your blood that shed on the cross, for the forgiveness of our sins, for the provision, for the rebuke through your word, for the discipline, for all answered prayers, for your promises, for every trial that you help us to pass through. Lord, we thank you for the holy feast in us, for the miracles and wonders that you did, for our food, the good health, the strength, and for the healing. Lord, we magnify you and exalt you in all needs in the name of Jesus. Let us now confess our sins to God. Lord, we confess our sins, renounce them. Lord, cleanse us by your blood. Lord, we repent, renounce our stubbornness, rebelliousness, greediness, love of money, laziness, lust of the eyes, worldliness, pride, self-righteousness, selfishness, anger, envy, jealousy, wasting our time on the media, the news, lack of prayer, and lack of reading your word in the Bible. Lord, we repent of all these sins and we commit our lives once again into your hand to live to please you and honor you in the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for our personal petitions and requests. Lord, we trust you that you will answer our prayers and provide for us all our needs in Jesus' name. Let us now pray for our families. Pray for your husband. Pray for your wife. Pray for your children. Pray for your parents and pray for your siblings. Lord, we pray that every family will shine so others will start to seek you and obey you by their good example and good deeds. We pray to protect each family and provide their needs. We pray for every husband to give them wisdom how to lead their families. We pray for good health, strength, a stable job and income to sustain their families. We pray for the wives to be submissive to their godly husbands and to help them in their lives and ministries. We pray for the parents to be of one mind, to honor you by disciplining their children and to impart to them your word. Lord, we pray for the children to fear you and obey their godly parents and honor them so they will prosper and things will go well with them. Lord, we pray for each family to have daily family worship and prayers and to reach other families around them. Lord, we pray that you help and aid all the single parents in the church and support them to raise their children in a godly way. Let us now pray for our jobs, pray for your boss and your colleagues to be saved. Lord, we praise you and thank you for our jobs, a source of living to sustain us. Lord, bless the places that we are working and the works of our hands. Lord, give them more incomes so we can receive our salaries on time. Lord, help us that our light shine before the people who are working with us, that they may see our good works and glorify you, God, our Father in heaven. Lord, we commit ourselves to bring to you our tithes, offering, and first fruits. Let us now pray for our brothers and sisters in Christ who are in need. Lord, we praise you and thank you for our jobs as a source of living to sustain us. Lord, bless the places that we are working and the works of our hands. Lord, give them more income so we can receive our salaries on time. Lord, help us that our light shine before the people who are working with us, that they may see our good works and glorify your God, our Father in heaven. Lord, we commit ourselves to bring to your tithes, offering, and vows, and prayers. Let us now pray for our brothers and sisters in Christ who are in need. Lord, we pray that you help them in the trials that they are passing through in their lives. Lord, give them wisdom and solution in every difficult circumstance that they are in, to continue to live in obedience to you and have faith on your word. Lord, provide jobs to those jobless and healing for the sick and solutions to those in troubles in the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for our neighbors, colleagues, people back homes in our countries, relatives and those whom we are meeting in the streets, in the market, in our accommodations, and in our working places to be saved. Lord, we pray for the salvation for all the people that we are in contact with. Lord, open their hearts and minds to believe in you, to receive the word of God that we are giving to them, and give them salvation. In the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for UAE and extension of the church in other countries in Oman, in Kuwait, Iraq, Pakistan, India, Philippines, Sri Lanka, Armenia, America, and Tanzania. Lord, thank you for all the places that you allow the church to expand. And we ask you to meet all the needs of the church in those places. Lord, we pray for more people to be saved in all those countries. We pray to bless those countries so we also will be blessed. Lord, we commit ourselves to obey the rules and regulations. Lord, protect all the church congregations and workers. Empower us with the Holy Spirit to reach new people, to preach the gospel to them. Lord, reveal yourself to them and speak to them in visions and dreams. Lord, bring them at your feet and teach them to live according to your laws and precepts. Lord, reduce the cost of the rent, the fees of the transport, water, electricity, telephones and internet, the petrol and gas cylinder, the tax, the penalties and the cost of living in all those countries. Let us pray for the church and for all the ministers of the church. Pray for more evangelism, more Bible study groups, and more congregation to be planted. Continue to pray for people to get water baptized and more workers to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Pray for yourself to commit to serve God. Lord, we pray to bless and spread your congregations in other places in the world. Lord, add more languages and places to the church. Lord, bless the church school, church banking, church clinic, farming ministry, watchman ministry, the publication, children and youths under their parents, wives under their husbands, the translation ministry, and the website. Lord, we pray for more people that get water baptized and receive the Holy Spirit baptism. Lord, add to us more workers. Lord, we pray for unity in the church. Lord, fulfill the vision of the church, multiplication in peace with implementing the whole will of God. Lord, empower your church to be the light to teach the way of yours to the lost souls. Lord, we pray that your church will be a noble vessel to bring the salvation of Jesus to the world. Lord, we commit ourselves to go and evangelize to the new places that you are leading us to go. Lord, we pray for more souls to be saved. Lord, we commit ourselves to work with you, that the fruit of the Holy Spirit will manifest in us. The love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, faith, long-suffering, kindness, patience, and self-control. So people will see Jesus in our lives in the name of Jesus. Lord, give us the gifts of healing, a gift of faith, gift of discernment, gift of prophecy, teaching, pastoring, evangelism, serving, and showing mercy and the rest of the gifts that we need for reaching the lost and for further extension of the church. Lord, lead us to help the people who are in sin and bondages and are looking for help from you to be delivered, and enable us, Lord, to cleanse those who are leprous. Lord, lead us to those backsliders who are willing to repent and come to you, that we help them to be restored and get recovered. Lord, help us to conserve the harvest, those who are weak in faith and those who are struggling with lot of troubles and trials to strengthen their faith in order to bring them back to you. Let us pray now for our service. Lord, we pray for our service today. Lord, bless our prayers, our song, our worship, and our giving. And bless your message to us. Lord, anoint the speaker and speak to us through your word to apply in our lives and to be transformed in your likeness. Lord, give us obedient heart to always abide in whatever commands we receive from you and to do always your very will in our lives. Lord, do miracles and wonders as we worship you today. Heal the people, Lord. Set them free from their bondages and save them. May your name be glorified and exalted in our gathering. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let us now all stand and worship the Lord.
Praise God. Good morning. Let's open our Bible in the book of Luke. Book of Luke, chapter 13. And we will read Luke chapter 13, verse 24. This is the word of Jesus. To drive, to enter in at the straight gate. For many, I say unto you, seek to enter in, and shall not be able. The straight gate is a narrow gate. Narrow gate, not wide. Narrow gate. Many of us, they want to do a lot of things, but the gate is straight. We have to stop these other things so we'll be able to enter through the right gate. It's an opportunity. What we offer of teaching to help the people to be directed to the narrow, straight gate. Prepare yourself now. Come to worship God. Forget the wrong things that you know it is wrong and you had been taught. Come back and ask the Lord to be a sanctuary to Him, to be filled with the Holy Spirit, so that you will start to serve the Lord. Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary. Pure and holy, tried and true, with thanksgiving, I'll be a living sanctuary for you. Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true. With thanksgiving, I'll be a living sanctuary for you. Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true. With thanksgiving, I'll be a living sanctuary for So God, we thank you even for the narrow gate, for the many that things that we should not do. We thank you, Lord, that you have taught us and disciplined us and correcting us. And we trust you, Lord, Oh God, that even in the times of difficulties, you will help us. Even through the narrow gate, you will make a way, Lord, that we will pursue in life and to continue successfully until you come and take us with you to heaven. God will make a way when
there seems to be no way. He works in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for me. He will be my guide. Oh, he calls me to his side with love and strength. Today, he will make a way. God will make a way. God will make a way where there seems to be no way. He works in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for me. He will be my guide, walking closely to his side. With love and strength for each new day, he will make a way. God will make a way. In the roving, the wilderness, he leads me. Rivers in the desert will I see. Heaven and earth will fade, but his words will still remain. He will do something new today. Oh, God will make a way where there seems to be no way. Works in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for me. He will be my guide, holding closely to his side. With love and strength for each new day, he will make a way. God will
love and strength for today. He will make a way. God will make a way. Yes, Lord God, we trust you, Lord, that you will make a way for us. You will help us, oh God. Even in this life, whatever difficulties or struggles, wars, and famine, drought, enemies, persecutions, sicknesses, oh God, you make a way for us that we will continue to observe your laws the way you have to serve. We thank you, Lord. We bless you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. My Jesus, my Savior, Lord, there is none like you. All of my days I long to praise the wonders of your mighty love. My comfort, my shelter, tower of refuge and strength. Mountains bow down and the sea.
name. I sing for joy at the works of your hands. Forever I love you, forever I stand. Nothing compares to the promise I have in you.
Show to the Lord all the earth that the sea. Power and majesty, praise to the King. Mountains bow down and the seas will roar at the sound of your name.
For joy and the works of your hands. Forever I love you, forever I stand. Nothing compares to the promise I have in you.
Nothing compares to the promise we have in you. Lord, we need your grace and mercy. We need to pray like never before.
We need the power of your Holy Spirit to open heaven's door. Spirit, touch your church. Spirit, the hearts of men. Revive. To care for others like Jesus cares for me. Let your rain fall upon me. Let your rain fall upon me. Lord, we humbly before you, we don't deserve of you what we ask, but we yearn to see your glory. Restore this dying land. Spirit, touch your church, stir the hearts of men, revive us, Lord, with your passion once again. I want to care for others like Jesus cares for me. Let your rain fall upon me. Spirit, touch your church. Spirit, the hearts of men. Revive us, Lord, with your passion once again. I want to care for others like Jesus cares for me. Let your rain fall upon me. Let your rain fall upon me.
Oh yes, Lord, let the rain of the Holy Spirit, your Holy Spirit, fall upon us to lead us, to guide us, Lord, to continue to serve you. and do the work of yours and your will. We thank you, Lord, to bless the rest of the item of our worship. Let your name be magnified and be glorified. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Let's open our Bible to the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse 12. 1 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse 12. Apostle Paul said to the Corinthians in the way he was teaching them to give, if others be partakers of this power over you, are not we rather? Nevertheless, we have not used this power, but suffer all things, lest we should hinder the gospel of Christ. Apostle Paul here, in the second part of the verse, he mentioned that they did not use that power. He was teaching them to give. He was pressing on them to give by different ways. But he's telling them, what you are giving, we are not using it. And we can read the same also in the same chapter, we read verse 15, but I have used none of these things, neither have I written these things, that it should be so done unto me, or it were better for me to die, that any man should make my glory void. For though I preach the gospel, I have nothing to glory of, for necessity is laid upon me. Yea, woe is unto me if I preach not the gospel. He told them here that I was compelled to preach the gospel. He was not getting money from them because they were doubting about him, that he was a not honest person. And he was afraid that if he will take and use that money from them, that others who will hear their talk about him, they may stumble. So he decided not to get from them. In verse 18, what is my reward then? When is that when I preach the gospel, I may take the gospel of Christ without charge, that I have used not my power in the gospel. He said to them, what is my reward? It's not what you are giving is my reward. God will reward me when I preach you the gospel free. God knows that I am suffering because I don't want the testimony will be affected. Now here's the question. How Apostle Paul was able to manage? Why do you think the church depend on your giving? No. The church and me and the ministers of God depend on God for their living. That is the testimony of Apostle Paul. And also Paul spoke to them, to the Church of Corinthians, 1 Corinthians chapter 11. 1 Corinthians chapter 11 and verse 7. He said to them, have I committed an offense in abasing myself that ye might be exalted, because I have preached you the gospel of God freely? He told them, I preach the gospel to you, but I preach it to you freely, that he did not, what they were giving, he was not even using. Why? Let us read why. I rob other churches, taking wages of them to do you service. He said, I use the resources of other churches to do my mission to you. The question here, why he was not willing to get it from them, let us understand. And when I was present with you, and what that was charitable to no man. For that which was lacking to me, the brethren which came from Macedonia supplied. So the church in Macedonia were supplying the need of Paul while Paul was with them at Corinth. And in all things I have kept myself from being burdened as some unto you, and so will I keep myself. He said, I don't want to be myself burdened on you, because if you will take, they will speak against him. Who will stumble? Stumble those who are not deep in faith. I will just show you why he was patient not to take money from them. As the truth of Christ is in me, no man shall stop me of this boasting in the region of Achaia. Wherefore, because I have loved you not, God knoweth. But what I do, that I will do, that I might my cut off occasion from them which desire occasion, that wherein they glory, they may be found even as we. He said, I will not give occasion on those who want to cut the ground under me. Verse 13, for such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostle of Christ. Who are those? Those in verse 13, those the Corinthian church were giving their money to them. Those the Corinthian church, they were giving the money to them. They are false teachers. They preach what the Corinthian like. That is why he told them in chapter 9, in 1 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse 12, the first part, if others be partaker of this power over you, are not we rather whom they were giving? They were giving to the false teachers, false churches, who does not teach them or discipline them. They were going along with them. Apostle Paul was very hard in his teaching. And they waged a campaign against him that he is dishonest and he is up to only material things. He refrained himself from material things. He was supported by other churches so that he can teach. And finally, he taught them everything. The teaching of Apostle Paul, as we will continue, for the Corinthians, he brought to them the Old Testament, not the law of Moses about giving, as the scripture will show us as we go on in our studies. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord, for all that you give us. Thank you, Lord, for all that you provided for us. Thank you, Lord, for all the churches and workers, congregation members, and laborers who are working hard to support the mission, to support themselves, and the ministry that you entrust to us. Oh God, we pray, you bless them beyond measure. And help us, oh God, to preach your word with thankfulness, with guidance from you, with help that comes from you. Oh God, lead us to do your will, oh God. And we pray, you deal with the false teachers and apostles, the deceitful workers who are, oh God, deceiving the people, failing to give them the straight way that they need to go through for their salvation. Bless the rest of our worship today. We bless you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Let us continue our worship in God by reading, by hearing the word of God today. I'm reading from the message from God through his servant, Dr. Ramis. The title is Watchman, Part 18. The Watchman Keep the Pattern. Watchman, Part 18. The Watchman Keep the Pattern. In Exodus chapter 25, verse 40, Exodus chapter 25, verse 40 in King James Version, and look that thou make them after their pattern, which was she showed thee in the mount. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come before you in the name of Jesus. We acknowledge that you are true God and master of our life. I pray that incline our ears to your message today. Give us wisdom to discern the pattern that you have set for our life. Give your people a diligence to follow your word precisely, not turning to the left and to the right, but to the whole truth of your will and plan that you appoint from the beginning. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Moses, as watchman in the life of the Israelites, he imparted to them what God wanted them to know and to do. He instructed them how to serve God and how to make the tabernacle of God in the way that it should be done. The value of the watchman ministry in the church is to direct the people to serve God according to God's instructions and God's word in the Bible. According to the Hebrews chapter 8, verse 5, Moses was warned to build the tabernacle according to the pattern that God gave him in the mountain. Hebrews chapter 8, verse 5. Hebrews chapter 8, verse 5. Who serve unto the example and shadow of heavenly things, as Moses was admonished of God when he was about to make the tabernacle. For see, saith he, that thou make all things according to the pattern showed to thee in the mount. Stephen, when he preached to the Jewish in Acts chapter 7, pointed out to them the same thing. Acts chapter 7, verse 44. Acts chapter 7, verse 44. Our fathers had the tabernacle of witness in the wilderness, as he had appointed, speaking unto Moses, that he should make it according to the fashion that he had seen. Any ministry and service in the church should be based on the description and instructions of God's word. The same is when David commissioned his son Solomon to be the king after him and to build the temple of God. He gave him the pattern of the temple, which all the details and materials to be used in accordance to the details that David received from God by the Holy Spirit. Open our Bible in the First Chronicles chapter 28, verses 11 to 19. 1 Chronicles chapter 28, verses 11 to 19. Then David gave to Solomon his son the pattern of the porch and the houses thereof, and of the treasurers thereof, and of the upper chambers thereof, and of the inner parlors thereof, and of the places of the mercy seat, and the pattern of all that he had by the Spirit, of the courts of the house of the Lord, and of the chambers around about, of the treasurers of the house of God, and of the treasurers of the dedicated things. Also for the courses of the priests and the Levites, and for all the work of the service of the house of the Lord, and for all the vessels of service in the house of the Lord. He gave of gold by weight for things of gold, for all instruments of all manner of service, silver also for all instruments of silver by weight, for all instruments of every kind of silver service, even the weight for the candlestick of gold, and for the lamps of gold, by weight for every candlestick, and for the lamps thereof, and for the candlestick of silver by weight, both for the candlestick and also for the lamps thereof, according to the use of every candlestick. And by the weight, he gave gold for the tables of the shewbread, for every table, and likewise silver for the tables of silver. Also pure gold for the flesh hooks, and the bowls, and the cups, and for the golden basins, he gave gold by weight for every basin, and likewise silver by weight for every basin of silver. And for the altar of incense, refined gold by weight, and gold for the pattern of the chariot of the cherubims, and spread out their wings, and covered the ark of the covenant of the Lord. All this, said David, the Lord made me understand in writing by his hand upon me, even all the works of this pattern. Any ministry should go along the pattern that the Holy Spirit gave, and that should go along the word of God. According to the Hebrews chapter 9, verse 23, the ministries and the service that we do for the Lord have heavenly patterns. Therefore, it is necessary for us to abide and follow. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 23. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 23. It was therefore necessary that the patterns of things in heavens should be purified with this, but the heavenly things themselves with better sacrifices than this. Therefore, no one can do his will or choose the ministry that he wants. There is a pattern that everyone should abide with. Many, they follow the pattern of the world to live their lives and their service to God. Paul wrote to the Romans in this regard the following. Romans chapter 12, verse 2. Romans chapter 12, verse 2. And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. You cannot serve God while you're still in bondage with the world and with friends, relatives, and traditions. Your mind and thought should be renewed with God's word so that you will be transformed and will be able to offer the parts of your bodies to serve God and fulfill what Paul wrote in Romans chapter 12, verse 1. Romans chapter 12, verse 1. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Paul instructed Timothy to keep the form or the pattern of the sound teaching that he taught to him. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 13. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 13. Hold fast the form of sound words which thou hast heard of me, in faith and love which is in Christ Jesus. Paul taught Titus more clearly that his lifestyle and conducts in life is a pattern for others to learn from and to follow, and his holy living will be a shield to protect him from those who want to accuse him. Titus chapter 2, verses 7 to 8. Titus chapter 2, verses 7 to 8. In all things, showing thyself a pattern of good works, in doctrine showing uncorruptness, gravity, sincerity, sound speech that cannot be condemned, that he that is of the contrary part may be ashamed, having no evil thing to say of you. Speaking about the pattern, there is a story about King Ahaz, and that what we can read in 2 Kings chapter 16, verses 1 to 18. 2 Kings chapter 16, verses 1 to 4. In the 17th year of Pekah, the son of Remaliah, Ahaz, the son of Jotham, king of Judah, began to reign. 20 years old was Ahaz when he began to reign, and reigned 16 years in Jerusalem, and did not that which was right in the sight of the Lord his God, like David his father. But he walked in the way of the kings of Israel, yea, and made his son to pass through the fire, according to the abominations of the heathen, whom the Lord cast out from before the children of Israel. And he sacrificed and burnt incense in the high places, and on the hills, and under every green tree. Ahaz followed the worldly people as his life and in raising his children. Are you doing the same, following the worldly things and raising your children in the worldly manner? You need to repent of such so that your children will be preserved and not destroyed. Next verse, 2 Kings chapter 16, verses 5 to 9. 2 Kings chapter 16, verses 5 to 9. Then Rezin, king of Syria, and Pekah, son of Remaliah, king of Israel, came up to Jerusalem to war. And they besieged Ahaz, but could not overcome him. And that time, Rezin, king of Syria, recovered Elath to Syria, and drave the Jews from Elath. And the Syrians came to Elath, and dwelt there unto this day. So Ahaz sent messengers to Tiglath-Pileser, king of Assyria, saying, I am thy servant and thy son. Come up and save me out of the hand of the king of Syria, and out of the hand of the king of Israel, which rise up against me. And Ahaz took the silver and gold that was found in the house of the Lord, and in the treasurers of the king's house, and sent it for a present to the king of Assyria. And the king of Assyria hearkened unto him, for the king of Assyria went up against Damascus and took it, and carried the people of it captive to Kir and Shaw Rezin. King Ahaz, when he faced the threat, instead of he would repent and seek the Lord and trust him, he went to the king of Assyria to relieve him, and he gave him all what God gave him to buy their protection. Are you doing the same, relying the people, powers, and money in order to solve your problem and not coming back and turning to God? If you are such, then you need to repent from such so that God and his blessing will remain with you. Next verse, 2 Kings chapter 16, verse 10. And King Ahaz went to Damascus to meet Tiglath-Pileser, king of Assyria, and saw an altar that was at Damascus. And King Ahaz sent to Uriah the priest the fashion of the altar and the pattern of it according to all the workmanship thereof. Now here, further, the miserable action of Ahaz. He wanted to copy the pattern of the pagan altar that he saw and wanted the priest to follow it and do the same. Do not be foolish. Start to do what the non-believers do to serve their gods. 2 Kings chapter 16 verses 11 to 13. 2 Kings chapter 16 verses 11 to 13. And Uriah the priest built an altar according to all that King Ahaz had sent from Damascus. So Uriah the priest made it against King Ahaz, came from Damascus. And when the king was came from Damascus, the king saw the altar. And the king approached to the altar and offered thereon. And he burnt his burnt offering and his meat offering, and poured his drink offering, and sprinkled the blood of his peace offerings upon the altar. Actually, what the priest did is not good, and he was not a good example to follow. He went along the king's wishes, and he did not keep the pattern of God that he ordained in his word and instructions. The priest can represent now the pastor of the church. And the king is the people who have the choice to do what they want. The pastor of the church and the leader should not go along the people's wishes and approves their wants and delight. Uriah, the priest, should not comply with Ahaz's request because that was against God's word and instructions. Always, the people will try to deviate the pattern that God gave in his word in order to fit into their thoughts, wishes, and dreams. And we should disapprove the wrong thoughts or the wrong things they propose, and not to be threatened or intimidated with their request. It is very shameful to Uriah the priest to be mentioned about him the following: 2 Kings chapter 16, verse 16. 2 Kings chapter 16, verse 16. Thus did Uriah the priest according to all that the king Ahaz commanded. Let us continue. 2 Kings chapter 16, verses 14 to 15. 2 Kings chapter 16, verses 14 to 15. And he brought also the brazen altar, which was before the Lord, from the forefront of the house, from between the altar and the house of the Lord, and put it on the north side of the altar. And the king Ahaz commanded Uriah the priest, saying, upon the great altar burn the morning burnt offering, and the every meat offering, and the king's burnt sacrifice, and his meat offering, with the burnt offering of all the people of the land, and their meat offering, and their drink offerings, and sprinkled upon it all the blood of the burnt offering, and all the blood of the sacrifice, and the brazen altar shall be for me to inquire by. King Ahaz left the brazen altar, which was before the Lord, to be kept aside, to be kept beside the new altar. As we can read above, Ahaz called the new altar the great altar, and on it he would offer almost everything he had and receive from the Lord's goodness. And that what unfaithful do nowadays, they offer all the good things they receive from the Lord and spend them on their pleasures and worldly desires. We really, as royal priests of the Lord, should not approve such kind of people's lives and condone with them their sins. The question is this now. Why Ahaz kept the brazen altar? This is what Ahaz said to Uriah the priest. And brazen altar shall be for me to inquire by. He kept the brazen altar so that in case he is stuck with a difficult situation and does not know what to do, then he will come to the priest to inquire for him. Some people, they abuse God and the church and the leaders of the church to serve their wishes and purposes. They don't want the church to interfere with their personal lives and decisions, but they will use the church and the pastor of the church to release them when they are in crisis and they don't know what to do. As leaders of the church should not allow such pattern in the church to go on. The people should not dictate their pattern on the church, but the church should dictate on the people God's laws and commands. When you compromise with the people and agree with them, they will do more wicked things and they will distort more the pattern of the ministry and get deviated more from God's word. Let us read what Ahaz did further for the temple of God when Uriah the priest went along his wishes. 2 Kings chapter 16 verses 17 to 18. 2 Kings chapter 16 verses 17 to 18. And King Ahaz cut off the borders of the bases and removed the laver from off them and took down the sea from off the brazen oxen that were under it and put it upon the pavement of stones and the covert for the Sabbath that they had built in the house and the king's entry without torn be from the house of the Lord for the king of Assyria. My dear and beloved, in 2 Timothy, chapter 2 verse 2, 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 2, and the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also. What you receive from us from instructions as pattern of sound teaching from God's word, apply that in your life and in your family and your ministry, and entrust it to reliable men who are trustworthy to keep the pattern that God entrusts to us from his word, for such people will properly be able to teach others. Let us pray. Father God, I come before you in the name of Jesus, who died on the cross for my sins and who was buried and rose from the dead on the third day to give me eternal life. Lord, thank you for your word that taught me about the pattern that we need to keep in our lives and in the life of your church and ministries. Lord, thank you for all the warning, the rebukes, and the corrections we receive in this message. Confess and renounce all your sins. Confess your compromises, corruption, and the fear of man. Repent of your deviation from God's word and the pattern that God put in his word. Confess your worldliness and what you are following of the pattern in this world, in your life and to raise your children. Renounce your trust and reliance on men, powers and money, and not on God and His word. Confess all your idol worship and your fear of men and not the fear of God. Confess your yoke with non-believers and many friends. Confess your lack of reading God's word and prayer and getting busy and wasting your time on the media. Lord, I repent. Forgive me from the following. Lord, I commit myself to comply with your word and the pattern of the sound teaching that I receive from your word to apply in my life, my family, and the ministry that you entrust to me. Lord, give me perseverance, protect me, and provide for me to do your will. This is my prayer. In Jesus' name, amen.
Lord, prepare me
to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true, with thanksgiving. I'll be a living sanctuary.
Lord, I pray for all the brethren who have committed their lives to you. Lord, protect them and use them to serve you and be a good example to others to follow you. Lord, bless them, provide all their needs, and help them to raise your children in the godly way and prosper their families. Lord, guide us as a church to be doer of your word and to accomplish the task that you had called us to do for you. Lord, help us to stand firm and not to compromise, but to discipline the people and to implement your word in their lives and families, in the life of your church and ministries. Lord, fill us once again with the Holy Spirit and give us the spiritual gifts that we need. Enable us to evangelize, to reach new people with the gospel and the message of Jesus Christ. Lord, lead us to plant more Bible studies and congregation for the church. Lord, fulfill the vision of the church, multiplication in peace with implementing the whole will of God. Lord, bless us, enlarge our territory. Let your hand be with us and free us from harm so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. In Jesus' name, amen.
God will make a way where it seems to be no way. He works in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for me. He will be my guide. Hold me closely to his side. With love and strength for each new day, he will make a way. God will make in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for me. He will be my guide. Hold me closely to his side. With love and strength for each new day, He will make a way. God will make a way.
Amen.
Amen. God will make a way.